Welcome to all the blessed family that are coming in. And also Sabbath blessing to all of those that will be listening later on recorded. And those in the room, Sabbath blessing everyone on this Sabbath, August 16, 2025. This is our lesson 441, still in our chapter 86 entitled, Go Teach All Nations, but this is our part 7. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to ask our dear brother to bless us once more with the tiny tot hymn entitled Peace, Perfect Peace. And you can find that in the hymn book number 463.
Peace, perfect peace in this dark world of sin, the blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Peace, perfect peace, by thronging duties pressed, to do the will of Jesus, this is rest. Peace, perfect peace, with loved ones far away, in Jesus' keeping, we are safe and they. Peace, perfect peace, our future all unknown. Jesus we know, and he is on the throne.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. We are going to ask any of the precious little ones that would like to open their section with prayer. May you unmute your mouth to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for this Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Sixth day, shall I live and do all I work. This is the seventh day of the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the people in the Sabbath and the people that's not in the Sabbath. Please protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear little one. It is story time for our precious tiny tots and parents and family. So let's have a listening ear, little one. For we are going to begin a new chapter today. This is chapter 27 entitled, Go Tell My Disciple, in our study book, The Story of Jesus. And now I'm going to pass it to our dear brother.
At the Bible verses, for our lesson are taken from the book of Luke and Mark. Luke 23:53 says, and they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. That's speaking of the women. Mark 16:1-2. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning of the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. You have to wonder if they thought how they were going to get past the Roman seal. Or maybe they didn't know about it. How about that? Luke, in his account of the Savior's burial, speaks of the women who were with him at his crucifixion and says, they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment, Luke 23:56. The Savior was buried on Friday, the sixth day of the week. The women prepared spices and ointments with which to embalm their Lord. and laid them aside until the Sabbath was passed. Not even the work of embalming the body of Jesus would they do upon the Sabbath day. And when the Sabbath was passed, very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Mark 16, 1 and 2, and the other one. As they neared the garden, they were surprised to see the heavens beautifully lighted up, and to feel the earth tremble beneath their feet. They hastened to the tomb and were still more astonished to find the stone was rolled away and that the Roman's guard was not there. They must have come in from a different direction, or they'd gotten run over by those 100 soldiers fleeing, frightened from the sepulcher. Mary Magdalene had been the first to reach the place. Seeing that the stone was removed, she hurried away to tell the disciples. When the other women came up, they noticed a light shining about the tomb and looked in, saw that it was empty. As they lingered about the place, they suddenly beheld a young man in shining garments sitting by the tomb. It was the angel who had rolled away the stone. In fear, they turned to flee, but the angel said, oh my, you gotta wait till next time to find out what the angel said. That's taken from the Story of Jesus, pages 158 and 159.
Amen. Yeah. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing the first part. This is a typo, forgive me, dear ones, of a new chapter entitled Go Tell the Disciple, in our Tiny Tot lesson book, The Story of Jesus. And that will take place August the 23rd, 2025. Now it's time, dear ones, to be able to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. Our topic is Mommies of the Bible. Let's have a listening ear, dear ones, for our dear brother will share.
Staff lesson, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning the mammals of the Bible. We'll be starting a new one. Our Bible verses for our lesson in our topic, Mammals of the Bible, taken from FBL Year 2, 404, Lesson 8, Jesus Healed, and Matthew Chapter 9, verses 18 and 19. And it says, while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, that she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And today, dear ones, we'll be looking through nature, all matter of mammals. This time our topic is about the bat. Here are the six lessons we'll be learning from today to other future Sabbaths. Lesson one is bat. Two is a bat's body. Three, a bat's head and wings. Four, a bat's life. Five, bats fly. And six, hibernation, migration, reproduction. Today's lesson will be starting with the first one, lesson one, bats. And memory verse for the study is Matthew 9:22. It says, but Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And the character quality of the story is hopefulness versus desperation or hopelessness. Hopefulness is the desire of some good company with expectation of obtaining it, or a belief that it is obtainable. Hope always greets pleasure or joy. I mean, hope always gives pleasure or joy. Whereas wish or desire may produce or be accompanied with pain and anxiety. Nature, facts. In Palestine, the land of the Bible times, there are many mammals. One mammal that you might confuse with a bird is a bat. Why? Probably because it flies. We will study about this unusual mammal this week. Fourth, we follow the Sabbath for us. Remember, a mammal has these characteristics. One, they're warm-blooded. Two, they have a backbone. Yeah, the backbone. Three, two pairs of limbs. Four, more or less complete covering of hair. Five, feeds babies with milk. Six, most give their young protection and training. And seven, mammals have a larger, more well-developed brain than other animals. The Bible talks about Jesus' second coming in Isaiah 2. It mentions in verse 21 how wicked people try to flee from him. Will run into the cave, the home of bats, to hide from him. Bats are the only mammals that can fly. They have a furry body, and their wings are covered with smooth, flexible skin. Most bats live in caves, attics of buildings, under bridges, or other sheltered places. Some kinds live in trees. Most people do not know bats are around because they roost in dark places and come out at night. Bats hang upside down when they are resting. The bat can minus a gyrus. It was unusual for a haughty person to seek the presence of a light of the world. On high authority. Just as it would be unusual for a bat who naturally likes darkness to come out in the daylight, but the sins of a star drew gyrus to Jesus as the only helper. People have had many circumstances about that. You might have heard someone say blind is a bat. That's because bats are not blind. Another misunderstanding is that bats get tangled in people's hair. Bats are very timid. And bats are misunderstood, so the disciples misunderstood why Jesus was helping the haughty rabbi rule. Jesus came into this earth to show mercy unto all men. There are so many kinds of bats that live and act in so many different ways that we could say that bats are good examples of exceptions to rules. It can remind us how there were different kinds of rabbis, and the haughty Jairus was an exception because he sought to help the health of Jesus. He teaches us not to give up on people who outwardly appear to have a bad character. Most bats are harmless to people, but they can carry rabies. For this reason, they should not be handled. Very few bats in the United States get rabies. Unlike most animals that get rabies, bats do not act aggressive when ill. They just fall to the ground and die. That is why you should never pick up any bat, or that sick ones are the most likely to be found. Bats are man's helpers, as they eat large numbers of insects. When the insects eating birds have gone to rest, the bats take over and patrol the skies with the wings of night. Mind one, as you live together with them, let your choice and money of your lesson. Two, as you fix a meal or entertain some important guests who visit you, remember the guest Jairus invited to his home. Three, when you see silver money or silver tableware, be reminded of Isaiah 2:20-21. Four, remember Jairus, to keep praying for any people you know that are sick. Reinforce, one, look for bats, use your guidebooks to identify them. Be alert because some species start flying before sundown, and few are even known to fly during the day. Two, find figures and illustrations of bats to put on your bulletin board. Three, try to find out what kinds of bats there are in your area. For sing him this week, There's a Blessed Hope. If you don't know the song, you're free to learn it. Five, for individual activity, stories and poems, use the booklet and tell children's wild activity, stories and poems for this quarter. and research. Microorganisms. Every soul is surrounded by an atmosphere of its own. An atmosphere it may be charged with the life-giving power of faith, courage, and hope, and sweet with the fragrance of love. Or it may be heavy and chill with the bloom of discontent and selfishness, or poisonous with the deadly taste of cherished sin. By the atmosphere surrounding us, every person with whom we come in contact is consciously or unconsciously affected. Christ of the Blessed, page 39. What can you learn from our nature of experience, little one? Let's use our listening ears, little one. Our first teaching is from our dear sister Barbara's captures of experience of nature at the Kissimmee Lakefront Park. Sister Barbara, would you like to share experience of these two pictures?
I'm sorry, Joshua, I didn't hear you. Can you repeat that, please?
Do you want to share your experience from these two photos?
Sure. This right here is a lakefront park in Florida, here in Florida. And as you can see, that is by, the lakefront. And if you see on your left hand side, that you see the warning sign that says, do not lean too close or do not throw food or anything in the water because of alligators and snakes in the area. They're underneath the water, so any type of disturbance will bring them up to the surface. So as you can see both pictures, there is the same landing just in two different angles. And as you can see in the far on the left hand corner, that's all mossy water, because we have birds and cranes and other nature that actually feed off that water. As you can see, right here, this is one of the ducks. As you can see, I've never seen this duck before. This is the first time I see it. This is on the other side of the lakefront. And as you can see, all that moss that's swimming in, they actually eat from that moss.
We learned that the name of this bird is called a common gallinule. They're one of the few native birds in Florida.
Yes, they are. And here, as a matter of fact, where I live at, as you were talking about bats, there are a lot of bats around this area as well. One of the trees, as a matter of fact, when the sun goes down, the bats come out. As you can see, this bird right here, as the ibis bird, right here, he was bathing, and you see him drying his feathers in the sun. And this lake, this is the other side, what I was mentioning before, as you can see the lighthouse right there. This is where a lot of the birds tend to live by. And there is a warning sign, as you can see these little rocks. They don't allow people there because alligators and other underwater creatures come up to get sun there. So even though it's close to the pathway, but when you see it live, it's at least 3 feet long. So you have enough space to like back away or whatever if you see any alligators or crocodiles come up to the Getty. And the tree on the right hand side, that's a Spanish moss tree. It's also called an oak. It's in the oak family.
But as you can see, it has Spanish moss growing. That's a native tree to Florida. And here, as you can see, the benches. Okay, so this bench right here is a single bench that is, as you can see, really close. That the bench is close to the Getty, all the way on the far right-hand side. And from there is 3 feet to the water. And they also have signs around there about alligators and crocodiles and the natural habitat. They have warning signs everywhere. That's the good thing about it. They're very diligent about their nature. Because they do not like to disturb nature. But at the same time, they don't want people disturbing the natural habitat. It's a very big fine if you do. And the one on the right hand side is another angle of the same landing of what we saw before with the warning signs about alligators in the water.
Oh yeah, we will ever our dear sisters need to walk signs at the lake of Cassini Lake. And I will turn the mic back to Mom now.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and thank you so much to you, sister, for sharing. And remember, little ones, peace, perfect peace. In this dark world of sin, the blood of Jesus whisper peace within. Peace, perfect peace. A future all unknown. Jesus with no one he is on. The throne. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to all the precious family that just coming in and those that was in. Sabbath blessing, everyone. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Before the Throne of God Above, and it's number 283 in the psalm book. In the hymn book, sorry, dear ones. If you would like to share the hymn with us, you may unmute your mic to do so. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hand. My name is written on his heart. I know the one in heaven he stands. No tongue can bid me thence depart. No tongue can bid me this depart. When Satan tempts me to despair and tell me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there who made an end of all my sin. Because the sinless Savior
Savior died. My sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me.
Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brethren. What a blessed assurance, dear ones. We are going to ask any elder sibling, mommies or daddies, so even our guests that would like to have opening prayer to a family meeting, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
Papa, blessings everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. And please protect us. Please protect me and my mom. Please protect everybody that I know. Please protect the boys that we're learning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear little one. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 1, from the King James Version, and it reads, comfort ye, my people, say, your God. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and all our guests and those listening later on our recording, we will continue with part 7 of our lesson entitled Go Teach All Nations of our study book, The Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic.
Isaiah 40, verse 1. King James Version. O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up the voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid, say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God.
Isaiah 40, verse 10, King James Version. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11, King James Version. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young, and will bubble down to share in that other families participate by God's grace.
Solomon chapter 5, verse 10. My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. King James Version.
Solomon 5:16. His mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughter of Jerusalem.
Romans 8:29, King James Version. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Mark 16:20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs and powers. Amen.
Joel 2:23, King James Version. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Remnant family. Today we will cover pages 826 through 827. Welcome to all the precious family that are coming in. We are in the Desired Ages, page 826, continuing. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
The gospel is to be, it's okay.
Go ahead, Susan.
Okay. The gospel is to be presented not as a lifeless theory, but as a living force to change the life. God desires that the receivers of his grace shall be witnesses to its power. Those whose course has been most offensive to him, he freely accepts. When they repent, he imparts to them his divine spirit, places them in the highest positions of trust, and sends them forth into the camp of the disloyal to proclaim his boundless mercy.
Continuing. We're reading from Desire of Ages, page 826. He will have his servants bear testimony to the fact that through his grace, men may possess Christ-likeness of character and may rejoice in the assurance of his great love. He will have us bear testimony to the fact that he cannot be testified until the human race are reclaimed and reinstated in their holy privileges as his sons and daughters. Desire of Ages, page 826, paragraph 2.
Amen. Let us learn our first scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 15, margin, taken from Sunlight Sound Studio Scripture Singer Song in the section of God's Love of the Memory Verse CD.
For all, and we're all.
Amen. We are still in Desire Ages, page 826. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mind.
The Desire of Ages, page 826. In Christ is the tenderness of the shepherd, the affection of the parent, and the matchless grace of the compassionate Savior. His blessings he presents in the most alluring terms. He is not content merely to announce these blessings. He presents them in the most attractive way, to excite a desire to possess them. Next slide, please. And continuing, so his servants are to present the riches of the glory of the unspeakable gift. The wonderful love of Christ will melt and subdue hearts. When the mere reiteration of doctrines would accomplish nothing. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. O Zion, that bringeth good tidings. Next slide, please, and I'll bubble down so someone else can read. Okay, baby, okay.
Desire of Ages, page 826. Continuing. Get thee up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1 and verses 9 through 11. Next slide, please. I'll bubble down.
Continuing, tell the people of him who is the chiefest among the 10,000 and the one altogether lovely. The Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 10 and verse 16. Words alone cannot tell it. Let it be reflected in the character and manifested in the life. And on the side it says, at the top it says Jesus. In the middle it says Christ is my righteousness. And on the bottom it says you must hunger and thirst for God's righteousness. And next slide, please.
Yay.
The Desire of Ages, page 826. Continuing, Christ is sitting for his portal on every disciple. Everyone God has predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, Romans 8:29. And everyone, Christ's long-suffering love, his holiness, meekness, mercy, and truth are to be manifested to the world. Page 826 of the Desire of Ages, paragraph 3. And then on the side it says, Colossians 1:27, King James Version margin, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen. So let us learn another beautiful song in the same book, dear ones. 2 Corinthians, but this one will be in chapter 3, verse 18, margin, also taken from Sunlight Sound Studio of the Scripture Song Singers, but this one is in the section of character building of the Memory Verse CD. Welcome to all the precious family.
But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
Sorry, I apologize. My computer got a good tune now by God's grace, and it's going pretty fast. And continuing, we are still in in the desire ages, but this one in page 827. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The first disciples went forth preaching the word. They revealed Christ in their lives, and the Lord worked with them, confirming the word with signs, following Mark chapter 16, verse 20. These disciples prepared themselves for their work. Before the day of Pentecost, they met together and put away all differences. They were of one accord. They believed Christ's promise that the blessing would be given, and they prayed in faith.
Continuing, they did not ask for a blessing for themselves merely. They were weighted with a burden for the salvation of souls. The gospel was to be carried to the uttermost parts of the earth, and they claimed the endowment of power that Christ had promised. Then it was that the Holy Spirit was poured out, and thousands were converted in a day. From the Desire of Ages, page 827, paragraph 1.
So it may be now. Instead of man's speculations, let the word of God be preached. Let Christians put away their dissensions and give themselves to God for the saving of the lost. Let them in faith ask for the blessing, and it will come. The outpouring of the Spirit in apostolic days was the former rain, and glorious was the result. But the latter rain will be more abundant. Joel 2:23. Desire of Ages, page 827, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us sing together, but this is something that our dear sister shared with me. So this last song, it is a combo of a hymn and a quote from the Spirit of Prophecy by the Holy Spirit given by our dear sister Joan. So it will be sung in a cappella. Taken from the hymn 672 entitled Spirit of the Living God. And a small quote is from Christ Object Lesson, page 159, paragraph 3. Lord, take my heart, for I cannot give it. It is thy property. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, fill me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Keep it pure, for I cannot keep it. I cannot keep it for thee. save me in spite of myself. My weak and Christ-like self. Mold me, fashion me, raise me into a pure and holy atmosphere where the rich currents of thy love, the rich current of thy love, can flow through my soul, the rich current of thy love, flow through my soul. Christ object lesson, days 159, paragraph 3. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our study. We will reserve our question to be answered next Sabbath by God's grace during our review. So next week, we will be reviewing part 7 of our chapter entitled, God Teach All Nations. If you have any question of any of this first through 7 part, dear ones, that need research, you could send it beforehand. Otherwise, you can keep it, dear ones, and till we meet again. If anyone would like to be able to have closing prayer, dear ones, may you unmute your mic to do so.
May we bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father Jesus, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. Thank you for bringing us once more together to praise your name and to get your rich blessings throughout this day. Thank you for all here present. Thank you for the little ones. Continue to bless them. Be with their parents. Bless them as well. As we move to the second section of the study, we pray for your continuous blessing throughout the day. Be with us and help be with the speaker, I pray. Thank you again for your blessed Sabbath day, Father. Continue to bless us in no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be August 23rd, 2025, we will have a review of a chapter 86 entitled Go and Teach All Nations, Part 7. Leaving the scripture and also a small quote from our lesson book, but this one is found in page 297, paragraph 1. The scripture is taken from 2 Corinthians 4:7, King James, and it reads, "But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." And from a quote, "He who called the fishermen of Galilee is still calling men to his service, and he is just as willing to manifest his power through us as through the first disciples. However imperfect and sinful we may be, the Lord holds out to us the offer of partnership with himself, of apprenticeship to Christ. He invites us to come under the divine instruction that uniting with Christ, we may work the works of God." May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear one. God bless each and everyone. Sabbath blessing.